Today, employment looks shaky in October. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest posts covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The ABS released the latest employment data today, and the big news was the 19,000 fall in employment. Analysts were expecting a rise of somewhere between 7,000 and 16,000, so this is a very poor result. In addition, the participation rate slid lower to 66% from 66.1%, which is of course connected with the job fall. And the seasonally adjusted unemployment rate rose from 5.2% to 5.3%, and the trend was steady at 5.3%, way higher than the RBA's target of 4.5%. And female participation continues to support the recent rises, largely connected with the rise in healthcare and elderly care jobs in what I call the bedpan economy, important work, but not necessarily well-paid work. Looking at the trends, the average gain per month in employment through 2019 has now lowered from 25,000 a month to 20,000, and the overall growth rate has fallen from a solid 2.5% 6 months annualised down to 1.6% across the year. The working age population is currently growing at around 1.6% on a 6 month annualised basis, and in fact, it's the participation rate which is the critical factor in keeping employment growth intact. Underemployment is also a critical measure, and it jumped up from 8.3% to 8.5%, similar to where it was back in August. It was 8.54% then, reinforcing a trend drift higher in underemployment as the rate of gig jobs and limited hours contracts rises. Both full-time and part-time employment fell, down 10,300 full-time and 8,700 part-time. And that's led to a 0.2% fall in hours worked, which is pointing to more than a statistical swing. This broader slack in the market is a fundamental weakness of the economy, one reason why wages growth is so sluggish. New South Wales and Victoria are both starting to slow, as the state data highlights, but New South Wales is of greater concern, with total employment down 10,300, giving a rise in the unemployment rate from 4.5% to 4.8%, while the growth in employment has fallen from 3.8% per year in July to just 1.5% in October. Victoria is holding up a little better, or perhaps the declines are lagging New South Wales, with employment rising 2,900, which led to just a small rise in unemployment from 4.7% to 4.8%, and that's the same as New South Wales. Annual growth in Victoria currently is at 3.2% over the year, but that's down from 3.7% back in June. Queensland reported a fall in employment of 14,000, leading to a steady state rate of 6.5%, but Western Australia lifted jobs by 6,300, and that took the employment rate there down to 5.7%. We think this slow decay of the labour market will continue, taking the target the RBA has of 4.5% right out into the middle distance. But assuming no international economic ructions, the decay will still be slow for now. Our mid-case estimates for next year is an unemployment rate of around 5.7%, which is well off the RBA target, and this assumes a further cash rate cut and no international blowouts. This continues the bad news, but to show just how difficult making estimates is, it's worth noting that Roy Morgan released their estimates of unemployment on a different basis, and their numbers improved somewhat, though still well above the more official figures on both employment and underemployment. And remember, rising unemployment is very bad for mortgage holders and lenders, to say nothing of property prices, which is why this is one to watch. And you can forget real wages growth, at least for now. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.